I don't normally pick on people out in the congregation, but last Sunday I had a treat. John and Joe DeYoung asked me to go to the Civic Center for the concert over there. And they actually recognized John and Joe. That area is dedicated in honor of John. But anyway, they stood up, and I told them this. I hadn't felt so important since I was standing with Lee Majors at a Rotary fundraiser about 15 years ago. But anyway, it was a treat to be there with them that last Sunday. This morning, we are in the Epistle of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, beginning with verse 17. So, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. I'm always fascinated with this section of Scripture because sometimes I ask this question while I was composing the sermon, and it's rarely discussed, is what on earth is an ambassador of God? Not many of us are acquainted with ambassadors personally, or neither have you visited an embassy. Some of us probably have. So again, what is an ambassador in the first place? Well, an ambassador advocates the position of the government in which he or she serves, and that's called diplomacy. And that's various issues this an ambassador to a certain country may have to present before that head of state, and they voice the policy of the government to that foreign power. A friend of mine who is chief of staff at Miami Children's Hospital and I think he's the dean of medicine at Florida International University, lived for a short time in Zambia, or what some people remember as Northern Rhodesia. And he and his wife were friends with the U.S. ambassador to Zambia. Well, the ambassador was quite exceptional in his profession, and fortunately not one of those notoriously ugly Americans you read about. And I asked Jeff, I said, what made him stand out as a good ambassador? And the answer he gave me was, it was because the ambassador was so unassuming, non-pretentious, and humble. He'd enrolled his daughters in Zambian public schools rather than private ones and truly loved the Zambian people. He diligently worked for their welfare, for the Zambian people's welfare, and extended goodwill wherever he traveled. Well, Jeff and his wife were invited numerous times to the ambassador's home there in Lusaka for, believe it or not a party so much, but games. The ambassador loved board games, all kinds of different games, just simple games like Monopoly and table tennis or billiards or even croquet. So they would play. But prior to the first visit, Jeff told me that he was politely informed from the embassy that it was wise to never beat the ambassador at any game, especially in his own home. It's considered rude, uncouth, and ill-mannered, and that. And besides that, you don't want to have your passport revoked either. So anyway, ambassadors are always to be treated with the deepest respect, even if it means losing that monopoly. But probably three of the most important and probably famous diplomats in our history, and can you recall several diplomats who have really stood out in American history? Henry Kissinger, probably one of the most famous in the 20th century, and Mon Cher Papa, Monsieur Benjamin Franklin, as he was called in Paris. He was the toast of Parisian society. And last but not least, Miss Shirley Temple of the good ship Lollipop. She served as ambassador to Ghana and the Czech Czech Republic, and she was head of the protocol at the White House. So we've had some numerous and very important ambassadors, not to mention, there was one, I tell you what, I was reading about him, his name was Poinsett. And guess where he was? He was, I think he was ambassador to Mexico, and guess who the flower is named after? Poinsettia? I called it Poinsettia growing up, but it's actually Poinsettia, you know, like that. But again, this question comes up. What is an ambassador? Well, ambassadors have several characteristics in their very distinguished positions. As a personal representative of their sovereign, monarch, or president, they must know the position of their government on a particular issue and then convey that message to that foreign power. An ambassador should be a positive influence wherever they happen to serve. They should maintain an awareness of the desires of the government they represent, plus the nation to which they are assigned. Likewise, as Christians, we need to represent God in the best light, and God's desire is for us to reflect our faith toward others. Several years ago, I helped one of my parishioners in a former church. I shared with some of you about this. She was a manager of a retail store. She couldn't find anybody that didn't have a felony or a drug charge. So she asked me, could I serve? And I said, well, sure, I'll be glad to. The church was behind me. But something I always had to do when I stood there behind the counter, I always remembered who I really am. And as a minister of the gospel and a Christian, I was a witness and a testimony, and I didn't want to blow it in front of anybody. And somebody said to me one time, said, you don't curse. And I said, well, no. I mean, I'm not one of these people to go around holier than thou and carry a Bible and wear a collar. But at the same time, I said, no. And then I told them what I did on my other life, and they were just, well, we knew something was different about you. And then one day, somebody asked me if we sold any girly magazines, and I said, no, we didn't. He said, well, you sound like a preacher with that response. I said, well, I am a preacher, you know. But you know, seriously, we have to, what if I had said something to somebody or said a bad word or maybe a mark about people, you know, that was in hearing? I mean, you know what? It would have blown my entire testimony as an ambassador of God. You just think about that. But I'm just using myself as an example. But you just think about this. And we all stick our feet in our mouth all the time. You know, I mean, we're going to make mistakes, no doubt about it. But we should also try to be alert to make sure that we try to live above reproach, because you don't know whom you might influence around you. And it doesn't matter where you go, if you're still working, retired, in whatever setting you may be. We are constantly being watched. And you say, oh, big brother's coming in. No, I'm not talking in that light. I'm just talking about that people do see us and know us. And if they know that you are a member of a church and everything, I've had people tell me, I don't go to church because I see how those people live this other 6 days of the week. Well, you know, he was probably right to a degree. But then at the same moment, we are not to sit back and judge others either. So as ambassadors of God, we have to be, as this ambassador to Zambia was, be upon the best terms possible there. Another quick example, when I was a missionary in Brazil, I had been down there several years. I hadn't been back to the States. Well, I had to have a paper signed by the American government, so there was a consulate in Recife, Brazil, which is in the northeast, and so I had to drive down there from my home to get it, and I was staying with some other missionary friends there, and I went to the embassy, the consulate and everything, and two big burly Marines were standing outside, you know, very spit and polished and everything. There was a line of people, I'd say Brazilians, at least a block and a half long, seeking visas to come to the United States, and I walked by, and all I did was flash that blue passport out, and those Marines stood and said, please come on in. It was like everything was, and those Brazilians saw me walking through there with no problem whatsoever. They had to stand out there for probably a couple of hours. I went up to the window and I told them what I needed. And they said, Mr. Gilbert, if you will take a seat in our waiting area, we'll have it ready for you in about 15 minutes. Well, I was thinking, wait, and so I went over there. It was completely empty. It was completely empty. So I was sitting there doing nothing. And this is where it happened. You know, you think of yourself, we're not just ambassadors for God, but I was thinking we are of two nationalities. We're Christians, but yet we are American as well. And this is where it kicked in. All of a sudden, I looked over in the corner, like here. I'd walk over there, but there's a bench in the way. And I saw the flag. When I, growing up, and flag is a flag. But if you've been overseas living for a while, you don't see an American flag very much. Think about that. Now, you may be in the military, you would see one on the base, but for me, I didn't see American flag at all. And I can remember standing up, I used to choke up about this, and walk over to that flag, and I touched the corner of it and rubbed it with my fingers to see if it was real. It was such an emotional moment. You just think about it. Yes, I know I was serving God in a capacity as a missionary and serving God overseas in Brazil, but that didn't mean that I was less of an American. And so, you know, you think about that and think about how that we represent not just God but our country when we're overseas and be the best. But you know, I told you about that American ambassador was not an ugly American. There are ugly Americans who make scenes overseas, you know. And so we have to be on alert for things like that. But as ambassadors for God, God may use us to reach out to others who doesn't know God. Secular diplomats present their credentials to a foreign head of state, and the same applies to God's ambassadors who should share their credentials and faith to people encountered in a loving and uplifting manner. Am I saying take your Bible and hit them over the head? No, I'm not saying to do that, but a lot of times you don't even have to open your mouth, maybe a tap on the shoulder, a smile. You know, I found smiles to get you in places where you never thought you would be able to go. It's amazing how you can be nonverbal with your faith and still probably be much more effective than if you were to stand and preach a sermon on that. But as God's ambassadors, we are to encounter people in a loving and uplifting manner. And it doesn't necessarily, you know, require that we run up and down and grab people. No, people aren't going to respond like that. It has to be in a positive way. And to be an ambassador for God is to maintain a commitment wrapped in a display of humility befitting a disciple of our Lord. Well, since we're not cloistered monks or nuns, we encounter the general public daily. Maybe today, you never know. We do run into a lot of unpleasant people, and a demonstration of kindness speaks so much louder. To deal with obnoxious people require plenty of prayer and compassion in order to survive. Regardless of situations and circumstances, our calling as God's ambassadors require us to be at our best behavior. I also have a secret, you know, my newsletter thing, you'll read the newsletter article, and it's in response, it's questions that were posed to me several years ago. But I'm going to tell you something, some of those questions were obnoxious at first. It was like they were trying to stump the preacher. And so I sat down and I started responding back to what those, I mean, don't get me wrong, I wasn't spiteful or anything, but it actually originates because there were some people who were trying to be obnoxious about the faith and all that, and I just tried to respond back to them in a positive way, in a very positive way. So, you know what's the old saying, you can turn lemons into lemonade? That's what we are to do. If we respond the same way that other people may sourly approach us, we're not going to benefit society whatsoever. And regardless of situations and circumstances, our calling as God's ambassadors requires to be at our best behavior, as I've said, and the atmosphere, you know, and sometimes when the atmosphere, our environment, does not prevent public discussion of our faith, or may be culturally inappropriate, our actions will speak far more loudly than words. And I will reiterate that actions speak louder than words. The entire purpose of being spiritual ambassadors is to promote reconciliation of people to God. Doing the work of an evangelist, or in this case, an ambassador of reconciliation, doesn't necessarily mean to be boisterous about it or brag on that. You should be with groups of preachers at times. Man, oh man, you talk about egos going around and what they've been doing. But it's even more than that. As I said earlier, humility is the secret. And it most effectively demonstrates how God has made our lives better spiritually. Most people believe that they had to be perfect in order to attend church. You've probably met people who said, well, I just don't have the proper clothes to come to church, or I just don't feel like I can be there, you know, because everybody's so good, you know, like that. Well, you know what? If that were the case, none of us would be here. None of us would be in church if we had to strive to be perfect. So critical and judgmental people need not apply to be ambassadors of God. Only those who realize that they're imperfect may hold the title. It is important that in every situation faced in life is to live in a godlike way. Just remember, as ambassadors for God, we are entrusted with God's message of hope. God is making an appeal to recruit more ambassadors even now. How will you respond? Let us pray. Dear Lord, loving God, we will strive to be good ambassadors of you wherever we are. Help us, O Lord, we know you will, in situations that seem impossible. Help us when we have had a lack of sleep, or we're tired, or we are impatient, or we don't have the time when someone approaches us. And maybe perhaps, O Lord, we can blow it in front of them, but we know you will forgive us for that. Help us in all ways to represent you in the most positive manner. Through the name of Christ our Savior, we pray. Amen.